And we are back here in Out of the Woods. Still awaiting Neptune's car, or half of Neptune's car. Steve Hayes is here in the studio. He's tuning up, getting ready for you. So you will have live music tonight, probably right around the midpoint of the show. So about 30 more minutes thereabouts. So stay tuned. We're going to play some more new music for you right now, though, from Linda McRae. She has a new CD out called Rough Edges and Ragged Hearts. Here's Deck of 52 on Out of the Woods.
He played cards, but the deck had grown colder. January 1, he bet all he had and fell to end upon his shoulder. When he drew the ace of spades, all three had come before. Chances numbered 52, and he had played them all on the deck. Forests flew to heaven. His words turned to gold. Nothing in his pack, just a second record. Outside Pinky's he hitched a ride. The ride ended before his work did. He was a guitar slinger, no one could deny. When she spread her wings around him on the day they laid him low, white angel who'd always been there with him took him home on the deck. Four aces flew to heaven. His words turned to gold. Burned out in Galveston, all his childhood memories. He didn't know his mother or the words they told him. They're no longer his stories. Shut the rubber curtain, block out the light. He's in his room drinking Ballyhine Lightning Hopkins, Bobby Dylan. It don't matter if it's day, if it's night. 'Cause the damn four aces up in heaven. Cried a silent tear for a friend they couldn't save. And if by chance you'd listen close, you could almost hear them say, we could have had him any day. We only let him go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose.
On the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, Your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Pancho was a band of boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they let poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, it ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Tell how Pancho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Oh, now he's growing old. You grand federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few grand federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
I think I'm going to get Chris O'Brien to come back up here. Chris, is in the house? Do we need the iPhone for the lyrics, or are we good? I think we're good. Let's just try it.
We'll wing it.
Yeah.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed, I would come to you. Yes, I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain. When the night's forlorn and the morning's born and the morning shines with the light of love, you'll miss sunrise if you close your eyes, and that would break my heart in two. But if I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. Yes, I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain.
baby's with me now. Since I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine, who would ill agree? She's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find. If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. Yes, I'd swim the seas for ease your pain. Oh, and I'd swim the seas for ease your pain.
That's Chrissy O'Brien, everyone.
Yay! Yay!
You've lived a lifetime in just a few short years. So much intensity in your laughter and your tears. Have you ever thought about slowing down, taking a real good look around, letting things happen naturally? You are so like me. It's like we're on some crazy ride at a fair, flying around in circles, never going anywhere. Feeling kind of sick and a little bit scared, all for some forgotten dare. Everything you want is always a minute away. Traveling the speed of sound, trying to keep consequence at bay. But there's a sadness inside of you. You're trying hard to hide. You never stick around long enough to let it show. Well, it's clear to me, 'cause I know. It's like we're on some crazy ride at a fair, flying around in circles, never going anywhere. Feeling kind of sick and a little bit scared, for some forgotten dare, all for some forgotten dare. Well, I'm getting too old now, I wanna come down. What do you say we jump the next time we're near the ground? If we could there.
some forgotten day.
Lori McLean here on Out of the Woods. Some Forgotten Dare. That's from her most recent one called Ascend. Anya Duvicott in there with Chris O'Brien. Some live stuff from her thing she put together called Live from All Over the Place. And a lot of different venues represented throughout the CD. And If I Needed You, sort of a Towns Van Zandt theme set there. We had Towns himself in there doing Poncho and Lefty, a later version from A Far Cry from Dead. And Linda McRae, you heard her doing Deck of 52 from her new CD, Rough Edges and Ragged Hearts. And that song was about Towns Van Zandt. And if you were listening closely, as I know everyone in here was not, you got to hear the line, Out of Kindness, I Suppose, which is from Poncho and Lefty. So Steve's trying to make excuses now for not noticing. Anyway, Neptune's Car is live in the studio tonight. We're a little late. Holly's on her way. Half of the band. Can you call a duo a band?
The boss.
The boss. They'll be on very shortly, so don't go anywhere. We're going to play some bluegrass for you, though. We haven't done it yet, so we're going to go back a long ways here. This is from a compilation that just came out. I used to have the LP of this one from Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys. This says Earl Taylor and Jim McCall and the Stony Mountain Boys. You can hear the old Pretty Polly on Out of the Woods.
Kentucky learned tunes from old black men, sang songs with Birch and Charlie, played guitar with Uncle Ben, tore up the Grand Ole Opry, and he shook up Music Row. The cross-eyed boy from Rosine, William Smith Monroe. On their very first audition, before the old Judge Hay, Bill's band showed those Opry folks how they could really play. The stern old judge told Bill if he ever wished to go, he'd have to fire himself from the Grand Ole Opry show. I hear his voice a-calling from somewhere in the pines. That high, lonesome tenor sends a shiver down my spine. As I walk the piney woods where peace comes dropping slow, all alone with the ancient tones of William Smith Monroe. more, Bill rolled the bluegrass line. With Flat and Scruggs and Baker, Mac Wiseman, Curly Klein. Countless men of music who passed through his hands still carry on the sound of Monroe's bluegrass band. Now I hear his voice calling from somewhere in the pines. And that high lonesome tenor sends a shiver down my spine as I walk the piney woods where peace comes dropping slow. All alone with the ancient tones of William Smith Monroe. Should go a-walking across the creek by the bridge and ramble through the woods up on Jerusalem Ridge. Listen to the birds and the lonesome wind that blows, carrying the ancient tones of William Smith Monroe. Now I hear his voice a-calling from somewhere in the pines, and that high lonesome tenor sends a shiver down my spine as I walk the piney woods where peace comes dropping slow. All alone with the ancient tones of William Smith Monroe. All alone with the ancient tones of William Smith Monroe.
Darling, need me so. When the moon dogs and the bark from Homer's hound dog.
Made me hunt the ground and lie dead still.
Flashing through my mind was Big Homer's reputation.
A man who really didn't give a damn.
They say he shot a Mountain Joe for just one ear corn now.
And he laughed the day they laid him in the ground.
But now I can hear the breaking of the sticks from someone's footsteps.
But my shaky legs just can't get up and run.
And as I lie there breathless, the next thing I expected
was a blast of hail from Homer Lawson's gun. Homer's lovely daughter, Julianne.
I smelled the perfume in her hair. She knelt down beside me.
She whispered, "Papa's running moonshine again."
I thank God for cloudy nights in Alabama's whiskey stills
and harvest time in Homer Lawson's field.
Yeah, I thank God for cloudy nights in Alabama's whiskey stills.
Harvest time in Homer Lawson's field.
All right, the Lonesome River Band there for you, folks. And Harvest Time, kind of a theme there. And that's an older tune. They have three Chronology CDs that are out now, and that's from the one that just was released, Volume 3. And good stuff. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys in there, When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall. And probably mid-50s on that one. I know it's from the first Bear Family set, which is all stuff from 50 to 58. The Neil Toner Band in there from Ireland, and William Smith Monroe. A whole CD, I guess he did, of stuff dedicated to Bill a year or two ago. But it was great to finally get a hold of that stuff. Nice song. Kind of sounded like Peter Rowan on the harmony vocals. I'm not sure it was, but it sounded great. Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys started off the set there, the old Pretty Polly. And that's from a new compilation you can get on Rural Rhythm called Bluegrass Power Picks. And I believe they just came out with another compilation as well in companion to that, that's even larger, but a lot of great classic stuff on there. Well, Neptune's car's here. I believe Holly is somewhere around here. Yeah,
probably in the elevator.
Stuck in the elevator. We're gonna go get Holly, but we're gonna do our quick little concert announcement break and see where we are after that. So we'll be right back after this.